We all know that money can't buy you love, but as it turns out, it can't necessarily buy you happiness either. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new incredible memoirs about privilege and its abiding pain and peril. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. I listened to two fascinating memoirs for my Kirkus nonfiction audio column, both filled with well-known names and great storytelling. Griffin Dunn, the author of The Friday Afternoon Club, a family memoir, is the son of the writer Dominic Dunn, the nephew of Joan Didion and John Gregory Dunn, and also the brother of the actress Dominique Dunn, who was murdered by her boyfriend in 1982 when she was just 22 years old, shortly after breakout roles in the movies Poltergeist and Fame. Dunn writes that he has never forgotten the moment he met John Sweeney, his sister's future killer. He had a powerful intuition that the guy was a creep, but he hid it because he wanted to please his sister. He has never stopped regretting that decision. The book opens the day he got news of the attack that led to her death, and in the final chapters gives an account of the outrageous trial, often quoting his father Dominic's famous articles about it in Vanity Fair. In between, it's one terrific story after another, beginning with his extraordinary childhood growing up among the literati and the glitterati of the 1970s, including everybody from Frank Sinatra and Truman Capote to his longtime best friend Carrie Fisher. Carrie Fisher fans will love the warm portrait of her here, including the night she demanded her buddy Griffin relieve her of her rather overdue virginity. Accounts of the endless bad luck that plagued Dunn in his prep school days and in his career as an actor and film producer are filled with snappy writing and black humor, and in the audio, his delivery brings it home. You will love him. Some may remember Hawaiian Surf, a short-lived but popular men's cologne from the 1960s. Also short-lived was the fortune Guy Trebet's father made from his brainchild. Trebet's memoir, Do Something, Coming of Age Amid the Glitter and Doom of 70s New York, is a sad story of a deeply fractured family, but Trebet's skill in creating characters from his charismatic, irresponsible father, his distant mother, and his wild, felonious, and currently incarcerated sister, to well-known figures like Candy Darling and Andy Warhol, makes for a lively chronicle. Of his teenage acid trips, he writes, "If no memory of transformed consciousness survives from these brief hallucinogenic years, it is clear at least that we were going to some lengths to attract the attention and, by inference, love of our self-absorbed and otherwise distracted parents." That poignant wistfulness is one of the primary moods for the book as it reconsiders the mistakes and misfires and hurts of the past from an older, wiser, and ruefully sympathetic perspective. Like Griffin Dunn, Trebet is able to portray his parents' shortcomings without throwing them under the bus. I know Trebet from his writing back in the 1980s in The Village Voice, and here we learn his resume also includes handbag designer, busboy at Max's Kansas City, photographer's model, and juice bar barista. These days, he does fashion podcasts and writes for the style section of the New York Times. But instead of recording the book himself, he went for the king of narrators, Eduardo Ballerini. I was not initially convinced that Ballerini's cultured tones would be ideal for the story of Trebet's Long Island childhood and down-and-out days as the tallest, skinniest denizen of Manhattan's druggy art scene. However, the elegance and complexity of Trebet's prose style turns out to be Ballerini catnip.
The books are The Friday Afternoon Club by Griffin Dunn and Do Something by Guy Trebet. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.